Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power.
Oh, I hate this.
Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
Oh, do I hate this. Mr. Big Willie, how you doing, sir?
Good morning. Good morning, Crab. I mean, Dimitri.
Hey. You know, don't get me started on this Facebook thing, being banned on Facebook because I'm trying to tell the public the truth about the Epstein files and showing evidence. It's beyond, it's incomprehensible.
I got a private message about something that said somebody turned you in, probably. And I don't know why anybody would do that, but they said more than likely you were turned in, according to Facebook. Somebody has to report you.
Well, I'm guessing if it had to be anyone, it would probably be West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, or her favorite nephew, Riley Moore, who was the vice president of the Podesta Group. The Podesta, you know, with spirit dinners and all that kind of sick stuff and all that. I'm guessing it's probably
Sergeant Slaughter.
I'm guessing it's one of them. No, I don't think it's that. I think it's one of them. I can't prove it, of course, but boy, that'd be...
Nah.
If I were forced to bet... My bet would be on Shelley Moore Capito and Riley Moore because they don't like what I've been saying about them.
Why didn't you go down to Wheeling and chase her down and ask her questions?
I didn't know that she was here. Plus, we've got a news director, so I imagine our news director did that.
Yeah, I seen Mr. Hot was on his Facebook there, and he was chasing her all over Wheeling, trying to get a hold of her, and he couldn't find her.
Well, I don't know. And of course, now I'm banned on Facebook because I, you know, was trying to give information.
That's right. You can't see.
I can't see anything. No, this is what happens.
Well,
so
if everybody goes to my Big Willie Facebook page and like it, you can see some great pictures of Dimitri on there that we took in the studio with tissues. He had to move his Neutrogena out of the way, his hand lotion for his baby soft hands, so he can grab the tissues. It's actually a roll of toilet paper. He probably stole it from the bathroom, Mr. Deepak. It's probably really rough because it's probably half a fly, or whatever you want to call it.
Dollar
a quarter
store,
fly
yeah.
Or
dollar,
something.
Dollar store toilet paper, Mr. Deepak.
Well,
dollar store. Oh,
last
yeah.
time I was up there, I seen a basket of fall leaves in there. So
yeah, it's pretty bad. The wood chips. It takes a while to get used to the wood chips as you're wiping, but.
Right.
You know, it's a good bargain. That's the important thing for Mr. Deep Pockets. So what's going on? You know, my sources tell me that you're in Ambridge in Beaver County in Pennsylvania. What's going on over there?
Yeah, I'm in Ambridge up here on 65, unloading some steel I picked up last night. And it's kind of a slow process. It's real long. It's like 32 foot long, real thin half-inch sheets, about 3 inches wide, but they're real flimsy, so they got to be really careful unloading it. So it's taking a little time, but Jerry and the boys here are great, and they're getting it done. And I was the first truck here, so that helps out a lot because it takes about an hour a truck. So then I'll head down to Newcastle, pick up steel, go down to Clarington, pick up steel, and then head back up to Michigan.
Why Michigan?
Because Michigan gets a lot of steel from down here. A lot of transportation of steel up that way. A lot of aluminum comes back from Toledo, Michigan, back down this way from the port and Toledo and even the one in Indiana. But we take a lot of steel up there. Bring a lot of salt and calcium back. That's been my last 3 or 4 loads of salt and calcium. So if you go clear up to Ludington, Michigan, they got a huge calc ore plant up there.
All right, now is
so
that
the guy loves me?
That's not the
and
upper.
They love me up there.
Well, I'm sure they say that. That's not the Upper Peninsula. That's the main part of Michigan. The one looks like a baseball glove, right?
Right, the mitten. They call it the mitten.
The mitten, all right. Question, why do they need so much steel?
Yeah, there's companies
up. Why do they need so much steel up
What's
there?
That?
Why do they, if you would listen.
A lot of it. They ain't got nothing else up there but wood and salt, you know, and fishing and stuff and boats. So, I mean, I guess they got a lot of machine shops up there. People up there can live depressed because it's so cold is the only reason I know. But there's a ton of machine shops. I mean, in every town there's a machine shop, and they're cutting parts up, and they're just busy up there with that stuff. A lot of manufacturing. They got like Wyoming, Michigan, they do fire trucks. HME's up there, great fire company. Big Sean. Sean and his beautiful wife up in Chester, but I've been up to that factory. It's pretty cool to see some of the stuff, but there's a lot of manufacturing up that way and in the city, so they get a lot of steel parts. They make steel parts for Caterpillar, John Deere, big excavators, dozers. I actually hauled big round steel, like just big pieces of round steel with these triangles cut out, and it's for humongous, like wood chippers and crushers. And they actually had the guy that manufactured them in Michigan, way north in Michigan. I was up there one time. Looked like a farm. It was a farm, and he lived there, and he had a machine shop. And he says, we was talking about, just talking, because I talk a lot. And he said he was going to the Paul Bunyan Fest at Guernsey County, and those parts were made for those wood chippers that he made. Hours away, it's such a small world when you think about it. But that was pretty cool to see his stuff down there that I was hauling steel up to, that started down here, went up there, and came back. So it's pretty crazy. Prices must fluctuate so much, because there are steel plants in Chicago, Indiana, Illinois, and we will haul steel out there, and then they'll haul it up there. Or, some reasons their paths don't cross with the sales or something, and we'll drive right past the steel place to drop off steel that they could have got right next door. So it tells you how much the steel prices fluctuate. Depends on where it comes from. The aluminum, a lot of that comes from, like, Turkey, and some other stuff comes from Turkey, I see. A lot of aluminum. So it's hard to believe they can ship it on a ship from Turkey to here, and it's cheaper than what we can produce here, but it is. Plus haul it. So you're hauling it to the port, then from the port to the manufacturer or the processing place, and then from there to whoever's going to stamp it, to the Ford dealers or the Ford factories, whatever you got. And that's just what they do, So there's a lot of money that changes hands there, and it's just hard to fathom how much money they spend and stuff. When you get out of here hauling it, it's crazy.
Let me ask you a question here. Don't bury the lead. What do you know about John's wife?
Who?
Didn't you say John and his wife? Beautiful woman?
Sean.
Okay, what do you know about his wife? I mean, out of the blue, it's suddenly, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and Sean's wife.
From HM, he sells HME fire trucks. Nah, him and his wife, they're just very nice people, great people.
First time I've heard you mention anything about somebody's wife. What's going on there?
Nothing at all.
Well, yeah.
Okay, he wouldn't care anyhow. He knows I'm a nice guy.
He wouldn't care? Jeez. Oh, well, honey, he's a nice guy, so that's fine, don't you? Here's your hall pass. Oh, my God. Does Christy
Monica.
Know about this? Monica. Oh, my God.
No, she knows. Monica and Sean, they're great people. I think they got married not long ago, 2018 or something. I think it's... His brother's on the Chester Fire Department, and they have he's took me up there. It's amazing how they do. They got so much nice stuff up there at Chester. They're a bunch of great people. Sean and Monica, great people. He doesn't have Facebook. He's not into that stuff. He likes to hunt. He likes to sell fire trucks and runs on the fire department. Lawrenceville Fire Department, Volunteer Fire Department.
Lawrence,
where he's at.
Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville. Yeah, up there in the hood. What they call that up there? Not the nest.
In the hood?
Oh, up above Chester. Up above Chester. They got that one. I forget the town. Starts with the N. Newell. The Newell Hood. Yeah.
My God.
It's up that way somewhere.
My God. All right. So what else is going on with you? Oh, what's going on? You haven't said too much about your home life, so I'm guessing there's some issues there, some problems with Christy and the kids. What's going on there?
No, I had a realtor come over yesterday to look at my house and stuff, give me a price on it, and doing some renovations, thinking about selling and looking at some property over in Belmont, maybe, to build a house. So we'll see what's going on there.
Belmont County.
Got great realtors. Belmont County.
All right.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
So what's your house worth in Guernsey?
I don't know yet, but it's probably, I'm hoping double what I owe on it or more.
Ah, well, good luck with that. Did you tell them about all the problems with the water pipe?
No, they know about it.
They do?
Yeah, they know about it. They were laughing. Yeah, they follow me on Facebook. They know.
Oh.
So they thought it was pretty funny.
All right, so do you have land yet in Belmont County?
No, it's in they're talking to somebody. It might be something coming up, and that's just where I want to move closer to the radio station. I want to be able to come see you and swing by your house over there.
God.
And say hi.
We won't be home.
Maybe help shovel your driveway or something like that. I'll look for the Mercedes sitting out front, and probably Amazon boxes with Neutrogena hand cream in it and some tissues.
You know, just
and probably some hate, probably some people outside, you know, giving you the finger when they run by and stuff.
Like, I get a lot of that. But, you know, just because I drive a gold, custom gold Mercedes, gold exterior, gold interior.
Gold.
Well, it's a very successful show that I have here in spite of Facebook. I think you're a bit jealous of my gold Mercedes. That's what I think.
Nah, I'm not. Nah, I got a new Chevy from Whiteside.
Oh, well, in that case, of course. Yeah, why would you care about a Mercedes, a gold one?
My boy Sam. I know Sam's probably listening right now. He wants me to buy his house, but I can't afford that big money over there. He's a smart finance guy. Yeah, he never got me, I can tell you that. But they help now. They help a lot of people over there, and I think about everybody can get financed. And I got 0% interest on mine, so... His new garage doors didn't come from me, I can tell you that.
All right. So, are you going to buy land in Belmont County?
Well, that'd be the plan. I'd want to buy land and then
build
something on it.
All right. Let me give you some good advice. Really, really good advice. Advice I did not get when we purchased our property. One of the best sources of information regarding land, the condition of the land, whether it's been mined or disturbed or what kind of, you know, earth is or whatever. Do you know where you can get that information?
I'm on County Courthouse.
No. The Health Department. Yes, the Health Belmont County Health Department. I'm a big fan of the Belmont County Health. Oh, in fact, it's the Belmont Buzz. Hold on.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
Hopefully it don't take 3 minutes to find the buzz.
Why should you want to know?
All right. So the Belmont County Health Department has a wealth of information about land. All the different types of land, the condition of it, everything. They are wonderful. They've been fantastic. And I had no idea. And it's all free. It's all free. Before you put down $1.
They probably get a lot of drilling samples from people doing samples for building and samples for septic systems and stuff like that.
But also lots of computer stuff. I'm a big fan of health departments because people don't realize how much information we have in county health departments. I know it sounds crazy, but I learned the hard way. But they have an incredible array of resources, all on computer. Anything you want to know about the land, anything, they have all that information. They are wonderful. They're easy to work with. The Belmont County Health Department is a tremendous source of information for anybody who wants to buy land in Belmont County. And I'm sure it's the same for other counties as well with those respective county health departments. A wealth of information. So before you put down a dollar for a hand money or anything like that, check with the Belmont County Health Department. Show them the lot, the parcel. They'll give you all the information about it. And I'm telling you, it's fantastic. And it's free.
I got 20 minutes.
It's free. All right.
I got 20 minutes. Tell me that, what, like, a separate realtor over there has property, and then I'm using Tyler Falk at Falk Auctions, F-A-U-L-K.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that works with the – I've never had two realtors work together. Do you recommend any realtors in Belmont County.
Oh, I know one. I know one. We can talk off the air, but I certainly know one. One client.
Right.
She's very, very good.
Really?
No, I'm lying to you. Of course. What did I just say? Jeez Louise. My God, man.
I think Harvey Goodman has the property in Belmont. Falk Auctions has the one over here.
Well, you need an agent. You need an agent.
Work together.
You need an agent representing you. I'll give you her name off air after 9 o'clock. I'll get you in touch with her, and she will take very, very good care of you. So we'll do that. Look, we're almost out of time. Very quickly, quick plug for your clients. Quickly.
Yeah, Tyler Falk Auctions, FALKAuctions.com. He has $85 batteries, Milwaukee 5.0 brand new batteries. He's located right off the Morristown exit, the old Vernon Allen tire. He has them in stock.